Yesterday, we had some good news on Arkansas Best from John Taylor at Stern AG & Leach, the freight shipper bouncing back big on the markets. But what's happening today? And John is going to tell us that right now. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning. It's the last day of January. And of course, there's something called the January effect. And what that means is about 70% of the time, whatever happens in January is the pattern for the rest of the year for the stock market. Let's hope that's not true this year, because it's been an ugly month, and in fact, it's going to be an ugly morning. Dow futures down about 170 points. The market's already down, depending on which index you look at, 4 to 5% for the month. So hopefully we'll have a rally, but it's not looking that way right now. And then one of the things that's hurting the market this morning is a warning from Walmart. Walmart stock's down over $1 a share this morning. They've issued a warning that fourth quarter earnings are going to be toward the lower end of their prior forecast. They say that bad winter weather and also the reduction in the U.S. government supplemental nutrition assistance program has led to bad same-store sales, comparable sales, by both Walmart and Sam's Club for the last quarter, and their stock's down a buck this morning. And an Arkansas company making a big announcement yesterday, Bank of the Ozarks, say they're going to acquire privately held Summit Bank Corp of Arkadelphia, $216 million acquisition. And of course, Ozark has made a number of acquisitions over the last several years, but this is the largest in-state acquisition. It will bring them up to, it'll add another $1.2 billion to their deposits. Let's talk about some headline stocks that were in the headlines yesterday, going to be in headlines again this morning. Google reporting earnings last night after the market closed. They beat Wall Street's expectations. Their net income was up about 17%. Yesterday, their stock was up $28. It's up another $45 a share this morning before the market opens. And they announced their first ever stock split. However, the way they're going to structure the stock split, they're going to create a second class of stock, and it will enable the co-founders of the company, who only own 15% of the stock, to maintain voting control by maintaining a 56% majority in that particular category. Amazon getting hammered this morning. Their stock's down about $31 a share before the market opens. And why? Even though the revenue was up 20%, but it's not growing as fast as it used to, not as good as Wall Street expected. And one of the big announcements, of course, many people are members of what's called Prime Shipping, gets you free shipping, two-day shipping, as well as streaming video, $79 a year. Well, it's costing them a lot of money at a lot of customers, but it's really detracting from their bottom line. They're probably going to add increase that $79 a year by either $20 or $40 a year, which they say will add $500 million to their bottom line. But Wall Street was really disappointed in their numbers last night. Some other companies that you may not be aware of how well they've been doing, one of them being Chipotle, of course, the Mexican chain, growing rapidly. Yesterday, their stock was up over $9 a share. It's up $58 a share this morning before the market opens. It closed yesterday at a high of $493.96. That's almost $500 a share. Now, this is incredible. How fast they've been growing their numbers, and they beat Wall Street's expectations again. And lastly, another company that may be under the radar for you, but Under Armour. Of course, that's a company that makes all the athletic gear. Their stock was up yesterday at another $19 a share, 23%. And it's kind of incredible that they've grown their sales by more than 20% in each of the last 15 quarters. Just incredible numbers. Their stock was up 80% last year, by the way. So even though the indexes are down this morning and things may look bad for the month of January, there are some companies out there that are really high-flying. And if you look in those companies, it tells you some of the things that are happening. Because Chipotle's numbers being up that much, that tells you why some of the same-store sales numbers are down at places like Applebee's and Chili's and Red Lobster and Olive Garden. They're going to these new type of eating establishments like Chipotle.
Yeah, trying new things. We see that around here. A lot of times a new restaurant will open and be packed for two or three, four, five, 6 weeks, and then people go to the next one, and that restaurant doesn't have as much business.
Well, consumer patterns are clearly changing, and technology is driving a bunch of that.
All right, John. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bill.
Yes, sir. John Taylor from Stern AG & Leach, 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Very convenient to everywhere. And you could visit with him right there in person or call him. The number is 479-782-2527.